Well, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome back. We're delighted to start this next exciting journey together. So if everyone will please take a deep breath, be very centered in your heart and in your sacred heart center. Another breath. Be present in this moment. Be present in your light body. Be aware of it. Drawing from your Merkaba vehicle, vast iterations of light. And now let us return to our crucible. Taking our seat, being present with all the great beings who are part of our crucible and who support us in these massive activations that we are receiving in this time together. Being in a straight state of gratitude to those beings and their assistance. Gratitude to ourself for the journey we have taken. Another deep breath. And let us prepare to receive this next process now.
Greetings, beautiful ones. We are the Winged Ones. We are with you today, representing the element of air. We are delighted to begin this process with you. We are most pleased to see that you have worked so diligently these past 5 years to raise your frequency level and light quotient to where it is now. So please open your sacred heart and receive as we are honored to give to you the holographic etheric imprint of the 12th dimensional light frequencies of the element of air. As you receive all of these light codes today, allow them to first be received by your light body and then into your mental and emotional bodies. And then allow them to softly merge with your physical body. All aspects of you are being imprinted. Now, as you take these light codes into your sacred heart, allow the frequencies to move throughout your entire being. So sound currents are brought to you on the invisible waves of the air that surrounds you. These sacred codes of the air element carry the whispers of your ancestors to you. In your physicality, you will know the element of air as a gentle breeze on your cheek, or as the air moves through your hair. This can be cooling and nurturing, or it can be fierce and strong, blowing away all that is not grounded or needed. You can use all the aspects of the air element to support your creations or to assist you in moving through or around things that no longer serve you. As you integrate these higher frequencies of the air element, they will be available for you to use in each dimensional realm that you are playing in. The energetics of all the light frequencies you receive today will take some time to assimilate into your unified field, and we will return at a future time to give you more. We thank you for receiving us in this sacred code of the element of air. But before we step back, we would like you to know that all of the sacred codes you are receiving today are being offered to you in a state of grace, vibrating within the element of love. Blessings, dear ones. Gentle ones, we are joining you today as the white whale and the white dolphin, representing the element of water. We are most pleased to present to you the holographic etheric imprint of the 12th dimensional light frequencies of the element of water. As you are receiving these light codes, allow yourself to float in the feeling of being embraced by the water. Feel the water move within your body. Allow the flow and the frequency of both the within and the without to come into resonance. Breathe in, breathe out gently. Feel the peace and calmness embracing you. In this moment, enjoy the balance you are receiving and experiencing. This beautiful element can assist you in many ways. Water can be purifying to your physical body, as well as your emotional and mental bodies. Call on the consciousness of the water element within you to remove all that is not in alignment. Now, the water element has magnetic properties. So bring it in to support all of your creations. Water is powerful and it sustains you. Receive the grace that is flowing to you and through you now. Thank you for receiving us today. Blessings. I am the White Fire Dragon, and I am delighted to be with you once again. I am here representing the element of fire. It is my honor to present to you the holographic etheric imprint of the 12th dimensional light frequencies of the fire element. Breathe in deeply as you invite these light codes to merge with your entire unified field. You are already aware that fire is transformative. It may be used to remove or transform all that no longer serves you. In your creations, fire is electrical, which can be utilized as passion or enthusiasm that can give life to that which you wish to create. Fire also can destroy, break down, and ultimately transform anything that blocks you. Feel the warmth rise within your body as you integrate the light codes. So please accept this powerful fire element in the state of love and grace in which it is being offered. I look forward to our next meeting. Until then, blessings, dear friends. Kindred beings, we are the White Lion and the Devas, representing all that compose the element of Earth. We are honored to be here and to present to you the holographic etheric imprint of the 12th dimensional light frequencies of the beautiful earth element. As you receive this light code and take it in, allow it to merge with all aspects of you. The element of Earth brings stability to you individually and to all you wish to create. The earth element provides the platform to use all of the elements. Earth sustains life on this planet. It sustains you. It allows your being to know itself in its physical form. In your creations, the earth element brings grounding. The earth element also serves to bind air, water, and fire. As this element moves deeper within you, let yourself feel the oneness with the earth and all of the elements and elementals that it holds. You are indeed a spiritual being, and you do come from the stars. However, while you are in the physical garment, you are also of the earth. Mother Earth and all of the earth elements have great love for you and support your journey while you are here on earth. I take a deep breath. So breathe in and know the air element within you and know yourself as air. Breathe in and know the water element within you. And know yourself as water. And breathe in and know the fire element within you. Now come to know yourself as fire. Breathe in and know the elements of earth within you and know yourself as the earth. As you come to know and work with these more refined light field frequencies of the elements, much will change for each of you. You will learn to move through your life experiences in new and profound ways as you integrate higher and higher frequencies of who you really are. Hold all of these light codes close within your body and energetic fields as they integrate and merge. All of these elements are a part of you. However, there is one element that is more personal to you, and it is associated with your zodiac sign. That particular element came in with you in a very strong configuration. That element has and does inform everything that you do in this incarnation, no matter if you have been conscious of it or not. The season your birth element is found in also influences you. Do you know yours? So on Sunday, we will move to the next step. Going forward, as you experiment with these refined frequencies in your creations, you will become an alchemist in its highest and truest expression. We thank each of you for showing up and answering the call of your soul as you walk the earth with us for a short time. Much love and blessings from all of us who have been with you today. I am the White Lion with all the divas and elementals. We support you always. Blessings. Take a deep breath. Be very present in the moment. This was a very important activation, as has been every activation that has taken place in the last 2 days. They all build on one another and bring further the unity of who we are more expressively within our physical creations and within our physical body. Our physical bodies are configured in the elements, because we are part of the earth. And so this particular imprint was a very important imprint because it is of the 12th dimension, which is the original state of our bodies at the very beginning. So as we return to that state, it stands to reason that we must have that full unity complexity of us, body, mind, and spirit. And the body is equally as important. This morning, Metatron talked about that the etheric body would be changing because of the presence of the light body. Well, for that etheric body to change fully into a more refined iteration of not only fifth, sixth, seventh dimension, but up through the 12th dimension, it has to inform the physical body of these various changes so the body itself comes into fifth dimension. A fifth dimensional expression. Well, the utilization and the use of the elements, not only in your creation, but in your bodily function at that more refined level,
is very important. So this is why this particular activation has taken place at this particular time. So that as this etheric body changes and informs the physical body of more of who it is in its full expression, we begin to use the elements in our creation and in our daily life at that higher frequency range, so that all of our creations are unified and in perfection. So although this seems light, it is light, because these elements are expressing themselves in light. So it informs the light body, it informs the physical body. All this is creating a unified field of expression in the fullness of who you are, from body, mind, spirit. So this unity piece, this last unity piece, that seventh dimensional final iteration of the seventh dimensional light template and the unity of that, was an important activation. So even though this particular part of our conference was short, it was a vital part of this series, this activation of the elements. And so we are really complete for today. The morning session was most extensive, and this is the final piece of this particular day. So we would like to end this session with a video and a unity prayer, which will really help you in these integrations throughout the rest of the day and the evening. So when this video is finished, we will be complete and we will adjourn for the day until tomorrow. So we wish you a restful day and evening, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow.